that's going to be it for Adam. Dale Schrader out again out of the dugout. Now, Tyler Schrader, the potential relief pitcher here, Don, he's going to go to the dugout. Winkles may go to first base here, and I think that's probably what's going to happen. So a pitching change for the Farming Flames, bottom of the eighth inning. The Martins with the bases loaded. Tying run coming to the plate. We'll be back in a minute here on KASM.
Farmers, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials. There's burgers, wings, pizza, and more at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
All right, back at Schlaper Brothers Field, Don Heinen, a pitching change for the Farming Flames.
Now, Schrader is going to come off first base and go in there to pitch, and Adam Winkles is going to relieve Tyler Schrader at first base, so they're going to swap positions here. Tough situation for Schrader to come into. Bases loaded, two outs.
And he's going to face Matthew Schlungen. Tanner Arsenault over at third, Nathan Schlungen at second. At first, it's Dan Sargent. And Matthew Schlungen at the plate. Matthew so far tonight, 0 for 3 against Winkles. Tyler Schrader kicks and delivers. And there's a strike in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Breaking ball, that's high, and 1-1.
Watch that middle infield. Watch the middle infield to make sure you're backing up, then throws back to the catcher.
Schlungen swings and misses. Strike two, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The base is loaded for the Martins. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, they trail 4-0. Schrader's curveball goes over the head of Schlungen. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Schrader's pitch on the way. And a little bit high, the count full at 3-2. So Matthew has worked the count full, 3-2. Scott Schlungen on deck. The runners go. The pitch.
Hit him.
It hit him, and so everybody moves up a base. It's now 4-1. Coming in to score, Tanner Arsenault. Over to third, Nathan Schlungen. To second, it's Dan Sargent, and Scott Schlungen steps into the batter's box. Scott so far tonight, 1-for-3. Schrader will work from the windup with the bases loaded and the pitch inside a ball, 1-0.
I've got to throw strikes here.
4-1 our score in the bottom of the eighth inning. There's a strike and 1-1. The Martins scoring their first run of the ball game here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch from Schrader, high, and now 2-1. The count. Tyler Schrader delivers, and Schlungen a ground ball to short. Taylor Foray up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout of Schlungen, and that'll do it for the Martins in the eighth. They come up with one run, one hit. There were no errors, and the bases left loaded. We played eight at Schlaper Brothers Field, 4-1 Farming. We're back in a minute.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you. Top of the ninth inning here at Schlaper Brothers Field. This is our winner's bracket of Region 15C. Our first game tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll have our second winner's bracket game. Farming leading St. Martin 4-1 here. Top of the ninth, Brad Mergen. We'll lead it off. Brad will be followed by Nick Mergen. The pitch to Brad is a ball and 2-0. Actually, looks like Dylan Ponick's in the on-deck circle may hit for Nick Mergen. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike called in. 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Brad Mergen. Kyle Leeser delivers, and Mergen takes inside for a ball. Now 3-1. Minnesota Twins leading 11-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Mergen swings and misses. Strike two, the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Twins hitting the ball out of the park again tonight. Lots of home runs for those Twins. 3-2, our count, and a swing and a miss. Mergen is out on strikes.
We got a pinch hitter here. Dylan Ponick will be batting for Nick Mergen.
Mergen, 1-for-3 tonight, had a home run in his last at bat. And the strike is called. To Dylan Ponick, 0-1. Kyle Leeser delivers. Ponick drives this one to left center field. Jalen Arsenault gets to it and makes the catch out there in left center field.
Deep part of the park out there. Gave her a ride.
And to the plate, Aaron Eink. And the pitch to Aaron, a swing and a miss, strike one. Aaron Eink follows it back and out of play. And the count at 0-2. To the count to Aaron Eink. And the pitch, strike three called. Eink gets caught looking, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Farming leading St. Martin 4-1. We're back in a minute.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
And we're back at Slaper Brothers Field as we make our way in to the bottom of the ninth. Scott Leeser, Jalen Arsenal, Michael Slung in the scheduled hitters. Now, Michael had a cramp earlier, and I think he worked that out. It looks like he's got a bat in his hand. Pitch to Scott Leeser, followed out of play, and the count 0-1 to Scott. Scott tonight 0 for 2, and then he was pinch hit for by Chaz Hennen, and Chaz was hit by a pitch, and then Scott re-entered the ballgame. Tyler Schrader on the mound, the right-hander delivers, and a swing and a miss by Leeser, strike 2. Scott maybe helped Tyler out on both of those last pitches, as they both looked like they were balls. And the pitch a little bit high, and the count 1-2. The count. The kick of the pitch by Schrader, that's high, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 4-1, farming with the lead here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Leeser follows this one off as put in the batter's box, and the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tyler Schrader ready, has the sign from Cody Foray. The right-hander delivers, and Leeser pops this one up. Cody Foray giving chase and makes the catch behind the plate. Wow. Nice catch by Cody Foray, sticking with that ball.
That's got to be the hardest thing to do, isn't it?
Almost straight up.
Oh, man.
Almost straight up behind home plate for Cody. So one out, and here's Jalen Arsenault. Jalen so far tonight, 0 for 2 with a walk in his last at-bat. Schrader's pitch, Arsenault follows it out of play. The count 0-1. Winner will play next Friday night back here at Schlaper Brothers Field. In a winner's game, that will determine who for sure goes to the state tournament this year. That'll be a state tournament qualifier game next Friday night. It looks like Tanner Arsenault is in the on-deck circle, actually. Michael Schlung has come out of the game. Here's Arsenault following it back and out of play, and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. He must have gone in. Tanner must have gone in for Michael Schlung and after a pinch running. Here's Arsenault, a swing and a miss. He's out on strike. So two outs for the Martins. And Tanner Arsenault up at the plate.
Catch that he must have went to right field previous inning.
Either right field or second base. I know Tanner does play some second. That Nathan Schlungen might have gone out to right field. And Tanner at the plate. Tyler Schrader's pitch to Arsenault. the ball low, 1-0. The count. Schrader delivers. Arsenal follows it back and out of play. And the count at a ball and a strike. So Tyler Schrader and Tanner Arsenal, they're first cousins. They're facing off against each other here. The pitch. High for a ball and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Kyle Leeser on deck for the Martins. Arsenal follows this one just past that backstop and right through a group of young kids that are running around in the parking lot. That ball is scorching, yeah. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Schrader on the mound, looks down to Foray. The right-hander kicks and delivers. And Arsenault staying alive. He follows it up. And the count stays at 2-2. Ball's going to come back wet. Yep, now we're starting to get a little condensation on him. Huh?
A little dew.
Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, 4-1 farming. And that pitch low, and the count full at 3-2. Give Tanner Arsenal credit. He's worked this count
absolutely
full at 3-2.
Nice job in there. Fighting them off.
Schrader's pitch, and Arsenal drives this foul. That's down the left field line. Scatters some people that were grouped up. And Tanner broke the bat, so he's back into the dugout. Grabbing a new piece of lumber. Three balls, two strikes. Tanner Arsenault. Back in the box, Tyler Schrader ready. And the pitch by Schrader. Strike three call. Arsenault gets caught looking. And that will do it as the Farming Flames win two on Saturday and put themselves in a state qualifier game on Friday night.
Absolutely good pitching again, wasn't it, Randy, for the Farming Flames?
You bet. 4-1 our final. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base for the Martins in the ninth. Your final again, Farming 4, St. Martin 1. We will be back in 2 minutes and wrap this one up from Schlaefer Brothers Field.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats. Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field and Farming. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, it's your postgame show here on KASM. Treated to another wonderful game tonight in a 4-1 farming victory. Don, it's the Flames have come to play, haven't they?
As that day ever. Brad Mergen comes up with a gem today when they defeating Meyer Grove 5-0 here. Adam Winkle throws a gem in the nightcap here over St. Martin 4-1. Farming comes out ahead. So pitching came through for Farming today big time.
Big time. Winkles gets 11 strikeouts, and Tyler Schrader comes on and gets the save. Yet just a great pitching performance.
And perfectly clean game. There wasn't an error committed tonight in this game. So very good game.
Absolutely. Don, you got some line scores for
us? I do. For the Farming Flames, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 4 left on base. For St. Martin, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded on base. So this will take Farming into that winner's bracket next week. Friday night, I believe it is. Yep, Friday night against either Lake Henry or New Munich in the winner's bracket. St. Martin will drop down into the loser's bracket, and they'll play the winner of the El Rosa Richmond game. And that'll be played tomorrow at 1:30.
Yeah, and we were just talking here. I mean, we have St. Martin now, El Rosa, Richmond, and also Meyer Grove with losses today.
So that's going to take two of those four teams out of a chance to go to the state tournament.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Two out of those four, and then the other two still have to fight like the Dickens to get to the state
absolutely.
Tournament.
That's
yes,
right,
they
Randy.
Do.
Yeah. So we've seen some higher seed teams.
Yes. There are some happy teams, though, today. One of those is the Farming Flames. I know
New Munich
is very happy
Lake
today.
Henry.
Lake Henry is very happy, and
I don't know. St. Martin was happy until tonight. Well, they're still 1-1.
Absolutely, yeah. So,
we'll have some good baseball yet coming.
We will.
Yeah.
We certainly will, yeah.
Like you said, though, we got a couple elimination games coming up tomorrow already. So, Meyer Grove, Spring Hill, and El Rosa, Richmond. So, we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah. So, we got 3 happy teams and 5 teams that are not so happy today.
Right.
There you go.
So, that makes 8.
Yep. That makes 8. Spring Hill, the other team that
there you go.
Not happy tonight.
But,
you know, this baseball game, not everybody's going to come out. They knew that going in, right?
Yeah. Somebody's got to lose.
We're going to wrap it up from Schlaper Brothers Field. Wonderful game tonight. We'll be back with you at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning here on KASM. We'll plan on doing it all over again. 3 ball games tomorrow at 11, 1:30, and 4 o'clock. Our Region 15C sponsors, thank you to these folks. If you get a chance to see them around, thank them for their support of Region 15C. Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance, Shady's Bar and Grill over in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, Ecker Feed Service. Also bringing us baseball tonight, find folks over at Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville. Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich Stock Center in Long Prairie. Painesville Mutual Insurance. DNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center. Corky's Bar, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond. Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, where we found Leo a lot of jobs today, as there was a lot of foul balls in the parking lots here in Farming and Richmond. Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Virgil's Big Arena. And they bring us baseball today, along with Kramer Lumber, True Valley, and Melrose. Scooters Trucking over in El Rosa. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, the Falcon National Bank in Richmond, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, and the Greenwall Pub. Thank you to my partner, Don Heinen. Happy anniversary to you and Mary. Enjoy the last hour and a half of your anniversary, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Scott Stevens, at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Final score tonight, Farming 4, St. Martin 1. You've been listening to Region 15C Baseball Action on KASM. Good night, everyone.
All righty, a big thank you to Randy and Don for sticking out all day, bringing us all that play-by-play action for all four games. About a half hour past the top of the 10 o'clock hour, I'm Scott Stevens, and you're listening to KESM Albany. We'll have Through the Bible with Les Feldick coming up next. Hope you all have a good night.
Hi, I'm Hannah Molitor from Rockville.
Hi, I am Mason Geisey from Albany.
I'm Annabelle from St. Cloud.
I depend on KASM for farm news, weather, and more.
And I love KASM.
Hello, and welcome to Through the Bible with Les Feldick, an inspirational and informative half hour of insight into the heart of Scripture. In addition to teaching the Bible, Les is a full-time rancher, having a down-to-earth, practical teaching style that makes the Bible come to life. All programs are available on audio tape, videotape, and in printed form. At the end of the program, there will be an address where you can contact the ministry. And now, here's Les Feldick with today's lesson.
I'd like to let our television folks know that we tape four programs in succession, and I do that because I don't want people to think I only have one shirt. And we're all here for a whole afternoon. And that means that this is a whole month of programs, you know. So I can about imagine that somebody clear out in California must think, well, he wore that shirt last week, he wore it the week before. But we'd like you to know that we just tape four programs.